Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Aleph. Today is a jam-packed daf, one of those dafim in Maseches Kiddushin and in Shas, where there is just so much to say, and we will fit in as much as we can. We will try to fit in as much as we can in the time allotted. Everybody also, please remember, if you want to join our building campaign for these 2 weeks, Hashem, join, go to nofeyashemesh.com, go to our Maya Me'elef campaign. It'll be clear on the website, and you can join us in our exciting program to be able to get into our shul as soon as possible. Okay, here we go. Lamed Amid Beis. We will pick up 7 lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Tanu Rabbanan. Nomar Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. We are now starting the Kibbut of Aim Gemaras. It says Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha in the Aseres Adibros. V'nemar Kabedes Avicha Es Hashem Mehoncha. Similar lashon is used by honoring Hashem. Honor your parents and honor Hashem Mehoncha from your assets. Hishva Kasev, Kibud Av Ha'Eim, L'Kvod HaMakom. There's a comparison between Kibud Av Ha'Eim and Kvod Shamayim. That is one comparison. But we have this on a number of levels. Nomar, Ishimo Vaviv Tiro, V'nomar Et Hashem Alokecha Tiro Voso Savod. Also similar. Be in awe of your parents and be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Voso Savod. Hishva Kasev, Mora Os Av Ha'Eim, L'Mora Os HaMakom. Again, comparing the Mora. Comparing the Kibud, comparing the Mora, and finally, comparing the next halacha. Nomar, Mekalel Aviv V'Imo Mos Yumas, V'nomar Ish, Ki Kalel Eloka V'Nasacheto. Again, cursing parents, Rachman al-Itzlan, and cursing Hashem. Hishva kasav birchas ava'im, la birchas hamakom. The Torah compares cursing, said in a euphemistic way, birchas ava'im, la birchas hamakom. So in those three ways, the parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are comparable. Aval pahako avadi yefsha. But obviously, hitting parents and hitting God cannot be are not comparable in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a goof. It is impossible to hit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says, she'en haka klape mala. There is no hitting. V'chein bedin, and it's also appropriate, says the Gemara, that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and parents are compared, because after all, she shlashton shutfin bo. As we know, the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, Rashi quotes it here, that there are three partners in making every child, mother, father, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara there describes what each one gives. Rashi quotes it in short, Ish Mazria Lo Ben Shabo, Ish Mazres Odem Shabo, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, gives the neshama and gives the life to the child. But three shutfin, so if there are three shutfin, and then it is only appropriate that there's a comparison between the different shutfin. There is a Vilna Gaon that picks up on the Gemara there in Maseches Nida about the three partners in a child, because the Gemara there says that the father gives the bones, among other things, the mother gives the flesh and the blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. So he uses this to explain the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, where Lavan says to Yaakov, Vayomer lo Lavan, ach atzmi uvisari ata. You are my bones, you are my flesh. What is he saying? So says the Gra, he's saying that he is related both paternally and maternally. He's related from the father's side and from the mother's side. Lavan hayakarav liyakov, gamitzad aviv Yitzchak, v'gamitzad imo Rivka. Why? Because Avram and Nachar were brothers, as we know, and Yaakov was Avraham's grandson, and Lavan was Nachar's grandson. So regarding mitzad the father, they were related. And also, of course, Rivka was the sister of Lavan. So he says, achatzmi uvisari ata. So that is alluded to in this Gemara. And that's why one could also suggest that what's heard, that by a Misha Berach we say the mother's name, while a Kelmale we say the father's name. Because by a Kelmale, where it's only the bones that are left, that's what the father gives. And that's why we focus on the father, La'achar Misa, by Sheikain. During life, when there's flesh there, the unique element, the ingredient that the mother gave, that's why we focus on the mother, by Misha Berach, also the Rachmanis of the mother. There's other examples, but that's the Vilna Gaon's comment on this Gemara. There's a lot to say about Kibbut Av Ha'Eim. Maybe we'll just make one or two points. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel and the Mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ha'Eim discusses whether Kibbut Av Ha'Eim is a mitzvah bein Adam LaMakom or bein Adam LaChavero. Right? It happens to be on the side, assuming like the Mefarshim and the Midrashim that split up Kibbut Av Ha'Eim, that split up the Aseres Hadibros into 5 and 5. The Torah does not split them up. The Torah just has 10. But the Midrashim and the Rishonim all split it up into 5 and 5. So Kibbut Av Ha'Eim, as we know, is on the quote-unquote wrong side. It's on the Bein Adam LaMakom side. It's number 5. It's not on the Bein Adam LaChavero side. So the answer is that there are elements to both. Maybe that's the transition dibur. it's Dafka, number 5, because that's the transition. It has elements of both, as is described in our Gemara. The comparing Benadam parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Berachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Oz Gimel, has the suffix, well, where do you categorize it? Because there are some nafkaminas between a Mitzvah Benadam HaMakom and Mitzvah Benadam HaVeiro. For example, says the Berachas Chinuch, Im Kein, B'mitzvah Zu Shel Kibud Av, Dehu Nosaf, besides the cover that you have to get for every individual person, you just can't bother other people. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa to be mechabe them, other than Rav Zorecha Kamocha. And here there's a specific mitzvah to be mechabe them. Im lo kibdo, efshar du rak mitzvah ha-makom barachu, v'lo ben adam ha-chaveiro. It could be that the extra element of giving my parents kavod is a ben adam ha-makom element. To ben adam ha-chaveiro, eino ela b'ashu shava l'chal adam. Maybe. Or do you say no? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh it, that this is the higher standard of ben adam ha-chaveiro that is demanded between you and your parents. That's the two ways to understand it. L'mayin nafkamini, he continues and says, what about mechila before Yom Kippur? What if I wasn't mavaza my parents, but I didn't give kavod to my parents? Do I have to ask the mechilas? If it's a ben adam ha-chaveiro mitzvah, yes, I do. If it's ben adam ha-makom, I just do tshuva and say vidui on it. That is a fascinating question that he asks. We know there is no bracha on mitzvah on a kibra ve'eim. Various suggestions given. The Rashba in the first volume, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Ches, talks all about the mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on. So for kibra ve'eim, he says, well, maybe your parents aren't going to be mochel, or they're going to refuse. You're going to bring them a cup of water and they're not going to want it. So it could be a bracha levatala if they don't want it. So therefore, we don't make a bracha. One of the reasons we don't make a bracha on it. Others suggest we don't make a bracha on mitzvahs that are totally logical, because there you don't see the kedusha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu. So another suggestion given. The other line here, where the Gemara says, avo b'haka vada yefshar, you can compare your parents to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding cursing, but not regarding hitting. Obviously, we assume it's one of the animamins. The Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a guf. One of the animamins. But keep in mind, there is an interesting line of the Raivid. The question is, what does he mean? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the third parak, when he's discussing all the different categories of non-believers, what's a min, what's a kofer, what's an apikoris, what's all the different types of categories of people. So the Rambam, what's a mishumad, what's a machtiyeh rabbit, he talks all about them. So in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, there are five people that are nikra min. Well, who's a min? Ha'omer she'en shem elokav ein el olamanik. Somebody says there is no God. There's no driver of the world. There's no leader. Ha'omer she'en shamanik aval heim shtayim el yoser. Yes, there is a God, but there's more than one. Number three, the one important for us. Ha'omer she'en sham ribon echad elashuhu guf ubal timuna. If somebody says that Hashem is physical, has physical qualities, he takes the psukim literally that describe Yada Chazaka and others. Number four, Ha'omer She'enu Levado, Rishon Vitzor Lakol, he wasn't first, he's not alone. V'chein Ha'oved Elo Azulaso, Kedelios Melis Beino Vein Ribon Olamim. You serve a different power or God to be able to be a Melis Yosher. That's a strong point also. But the Rambam on that, the earlier loan, number three, says if you believe there's a goof. So the Ravid here is a comment, much discussed comment by the Mefarshim. Amar Avram, V'lama Karalazeh, Min. Why is somebody a min if they think God has physical attributes? V'kama Gedolim V'tovim Mimenu Holchu Bezu Amachshava. Many greater and better people Mimenu? That's unclear exactly. What does the Rambam mean, Mimenu? What does the Ravid mean? Is he saying greater than the Rambam? Pashas, he means something else. That's unclear. Right? Even if you want to say they have a Shita, why is it a better Shita? And the Rav here is not saying that he agrees to these other opinions. He's just saying, don't call them a min. Lefi ma'ashero, b'mikros, v'yosu b'ma'ashero, b'divri ha'agados, ha'mishabshos, ha'sadeos. Okay, there's confusion here, Rambam, but don't call them a min. Okay, either way, that's a comment to the Ravid, and you got to figure out what exactly is the root machlokes between those, and who's he referring to in terms of the anthropomorphism of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's continue. Tadra Rabbana, three lines from the bottom. Shlosha Shut V'Neim Ba'Adam. Okay, three partners in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Ave V'Imo. As we said, Bizman Sha'Adam Mechabed Asave V'Imo. When a person gives honor to his parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aleh Ani Aleihem Kiludarti B'Neim V'Kibduni. I consider it as if I lived amongst you. V'kibduni. You give your parents honor, you give me honor. That's the Sefer HaChinuch's formulation when he talks about Kibud Av V'Em. And of course, he talks about Hakaras HaTov. He says Hakaras HaTov to your parents will lead to Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Dessler also writes, Rav Dessler in the third volume, and we see every line here is jam-packed, the whole daf. Rav Dessler writes in the third volume, page 99, he says, HaMetzair es Horav, if somebody causes their parents tzaras on purpose, simin hu she'eino chash shechayav lahakir lom tova. It's a simin that he feels he does not have to be makir tov to them. Kivan she'toein belibo. What does he probably think after all? Lanasamei mechubadem. Why'd they have children? Because everybody else was having children. It gives them covet to have children. They get to be in charge of a family. And they don't give their parents any credit. So if you have that attitude, says Rav Dessler, Aluhu Lachshov, you're going to come to think about that way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. Aluhu Liton, Kivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baras Olam, I believe Hashem is the creator, so I believe he had to create Brios. What, he's going to create a world and not have creations to be involved in the world? Aluhu Liton, if Hashem takes things away, so he has to give it to us. What, he should make us starve? May a roi sheyetiv v'yachmol amasa yadav v'yisapekas kol tzorcheim. Chas v'shalom. So therefore, says Rav Dessler, it's a package deal. One leads to the other. There's another comment Rav Dessler has elsewhere. I think it's in the posthumous volume, Chelek Hei, not so new. But he writes there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu theoretically could have created the world without parents. He could have created the world like Adam Arishon, every person born from the ground without parents. Why did he create the world with a system of parents and children? So he writes there that Hashem wants us to have an inkling of what the God-man relationship is. But how would we ever know that? How would we ever realize the relationship of a total meitiv, yetiv, lanu, hugamalanu, gomlenu? Only if we have parents. If we see a parent who gives their whole life, their whole mahus to their child, their whole being is for the child, that could give us an inkling into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our world. That's the model. That's what helps us understand. If it was just like Adam, it would be much harder because we wouldn't see, we wouldn't have parents, and then it would be harder to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the two formulations there of Dessler has in terms of Kibud Av V'Em. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, last line. Rebbe Omer, Galiv Yadul Afnei Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam is revealed in front of Hashem. Ben Mechabit Esimo Yosem Yaviv, that a son would be give more honor, easier, to a mother than to a father. The mother has more rachmanis, has compassionate, is nicer. That's why the Torah puts kibbut of the mother first to make sure you have to emphasize it. It's not natural to give kibbut to the mother, so put the father first. Kibbut of the aim. And the opposite. The father instills awe and fear more than the mother. Partly because he teaches him Torah, he's more demanding. That's why, when it comes to Mora, he puts that first. He puts the mother first to make sure that the person focuses on it. Top Tosfos, going on the previous Amud on the bottom, Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more worried even about a parent's covet than his own covet. He's even more worried. Tosfos holds, and this is a machlokas we've shown him, Tosfos holds that for Kibud Av V'Em, you even have to go and beg to be chozer al hapsachim, to make sure your parents are taken care of. Masha'en came for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet. There are many mitzvahs that we don't have to go beg for. Only specific mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of Pesumei Nisa, but otherwise, we don't have to. There are limits for mitzvahs asay. But when it comes to Kibud Av V'Em, right, there's no stopping. Right, the Ramah quoted in the Tur in Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em disagrees, but this is Tosfos Ashita right here on our daf. Tani Tanakh Hamedra of Nachman. Bizman Sha'adam Mitzaris Avivesimo. The opposite of what we said before. If a person is paining his parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yafa Asisi Shlodati B'Neim. It's good that I left. The Marsha here says, when parents do not educate their child properly, he leaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. And then, Memela, when the child does something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I knew it. Shilmali Darti B'Neim Tziaruni. If I would have stayed there, it would have been even more painful to me to realize what is going on. Amr Rebbe Yitzchak, other statements of Agadata. Kala over Avera Baseser, Ki Ludoche Gragli Shchina. Anyone who doesn't have Avera in private pushes away the Shechina. Shenemar, Koamar Hashem, Hashemayim Kis'i, V'Haaretz Adom Raglai. This land is Hashem's footstool, so to speak, and when we do an Avera in private, we're pushing Hashem away. Why? Why, Dafka, what's the emphasis of in private? So, two ideas. Rashi quotes on top, V'Haaretz Adom Raglai, Lefichach Unistar Lomar Ein Yodea. Nimsa, why is he doing it in private? He's embarrassed. He doesn't want anybody else to see, but he doesn't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of like a ganav, right? Why the Gemara says above a kama, a ganav is worse than a gazlan, because you're basically saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. You are reflecting the belief that you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around. That's doche gragli ashchina. The Maharal in the Chiddushi Agados here has a different way of saying it. He's saying that no, if you go do an avera in private or anywhere, but even in private, Hashem doesn't want to be there. So Hashem Kaviyachol will remove his presence. He doesn't want to be there. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, V'yoser nira, ki zesh over aver baseser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistalek me'oso amakom, ki lo yugur chara, u'bazeh dochek ragli shechina. And then he's bedochek ragli shechina. And then he says, V'dafka, why is it only baseser? Befarhesya, kivet, befarhesya hu, en Hashem yisbarach, befarhesya, rakvod Hashem yisbarach, b'seh b'sina. Hashem is only b'sina. Hashem is never in public anyway. So you can't say dochek ragli shechina if Hashem is never in public anyway. But in private, Hashem is always baseser. So here you're even removing him from the seser. So it's Rashi and the Maharal. Viter. Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Asr la Adam Shehali ba'arba Amos become a skufa. It's Asr to walk with a very straight back and walking with an arrogant way for Amos. Shenemar Malay, Malo Kalaretz Kvodo, Hashem fills the world. The more room I take for myself, the less I relieve for Hashem. Rafun Ebreder of Yeshua, Lomaski Arba Amos Begili Harosh. Rafun Ebreder of Yeshua never walked for Amos without a head covering, right? A few places in Shas where this is spoken about. Amar Shechina L'malam Yeroshi, right? The Shechina is above me, right? That's where the word Yamaka comes from. Yarei Malka, fear and awe of the king. Shechina L'malam Yeroshi, he is above. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, very early. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Beis in Arachayim quotes both of these Nihugim into Halacha. Aser Lelech Bekoma Zakufa, Simin Bey Sif Vav, in the Shulchan Aruch. When it's allowed to walk with Koma Zakufa, Mishnah Berurah, Shedochek Ragle Ashchina Kaviyacho. You're pushing away the Shechina. The more room you take for yourself, the less room you're leaving for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Below Sem Same Sif, Below Yelech Arba Amos Begili Rosh, Bebnikvod Ashchina, and not to walk four Amos Begili Rosh, because of the Kodesh Shechina. That is the quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah does quote the earlier Achronim, the Magen Avraham, and others. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says four, in the Gemara says four Amos, there is a Midas Chasidus, even less than four Amos, and even when you're sleeping, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kadosh. Right? Obviously, it falls off for most of us in the sleep, but it says even Be'ez Shena Belaila, Ve'ez Shematzad Dim Lomar, and some say maybe only Arba Amos is, but he quotes the Taz. The Taz later on in Simen Ches says that Bizman Hazeh it's Meikar Adin. Why? He says it is Chukos HaAkum not to walk around with a head covering. Lamaisa, the Poskim say it is now, even though it starts off as a Minug and a Niug, but it is an identification in our day, and therefore it has come to be a real bona fide chiyuv. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, the first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe about going to work without a yarmulke on, but one has to be very careful because that was written many decades ago at a time period when Jews couldn't get jobs without a yarmulke. So that is must be read with the historical context that it was written in. Okay, again, this is a big topic. Just one tshuva related. There is a Marshal. The Marshal of Shlomo Luria writes in Simen Ayin Beis, in a tshuva, he talks about these two issues, about Gilui Rosh and Koma Zakufa. And he says, we're all makbid on Gilui Rosh. That's great. That's fine. That's wonderful. But he said, what about the other one? Koma Zakufa, we're not makbid on. And you might even say Koma Zakufa is more of a din than Gilui Rosh, being a Balgaiva. He says, "Achshavu lehefech bekoma zakufa einan misarim v'yadaraba hageyim ashirim olchim natuigoren." The rich and the arrogant are all walking around with their noses in the air. Ubegili arosh nizarim lomachbas chasidus alasovrim das yehudis. They think it's like a din daraisa. He says we have to realize what our priorities are and what the values are. To realize, he says, I'm not going to tell him not to be careful in this, but he says, even if you're in private, you have to realize what this is about. And he quotes other examples of messed up priorities. But again, that's the Marshal, who is always, right? The Marshal writes in his Hakdama to the Amshal Shlomo that he's not going to be no seipanim, he's not going to show favoritism to anybody. And he was very upset at the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't live too long after the Shulchan Aruch. He was very upset. The Shulchan Aruch went 2 out of 3. Rambam, Rosh, Rif. See, what about the Bali HaTosfos? What about the Ravya and the Mordechai and the... What about all the Rishonim? Well, you just go 2 out of 3 automatically. So the Marshal argues in the Shulchan Aruch at various points. Because he says what he says when he thinks he has the MS. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Sha'al ben Almana Acha, says Rabbi Eliezer. And ben Almana, meaning he doesn't have a father, asks Rabbi Eliezer, the following. Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim, V'ima Omer Ashkeni Mayim. If my mother and father both ask me, this was in theory, right? He didn't have a father. So, my mother or my father asked me to bring me water. Ezeim Kodim, who do I give water to? They asked me at the same time. Omer Lei Hanakvot Imcha Vasei Kvot Avicha. You have to give it to your father. Shatav Amicha V'imcha Chayevim Bechvot Avicha. Because you're both, even the mother, is Chayeves in Kavod of her husband. The Pesachei Teshuvah on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says, but if the father says to give to the mother, give to the mother. Right, that's what he's being mochel on his covenant. He's saying to give to the mother. Shalom bayis. Baal of Nair, Rabbi Yeshua, but this same orphan comes to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo kach. He asks him the same question. He gives him the same answer. Amar lo, but then he asks him a second question. Rabbi Nisgar Shemao, does the same halacha apply that the father wins if the parents are divorced? Amar le, no. Before he answers, he said, "Miben risei einecha through your eyelids." Maybe he saw that he had been crying a lot, and therefore nikar sheben almana ata, that you must be in a ben almana. So, meaning you're putting it on as if that you need the answer to this lamaisa. You should have made it clear that it's not lamaisa, but you want to know the answer. Hatela and mayim b'seifel, throw water in a bowl. V'kakelam kedat a golem, and make sounds like a chicken in front of them. Meaning, do whatever you want, and that's what we paskin. If there's a grusha, a garshin and grusha, then the child has a free reign, whichever one. He has a chiyuv, keep it av and keep it aim. But the same rules of when there is a competition or a conflict do not apply. Ask the Ben Yoyada, why didn't Rabbi Elazar just the same question to the first rabbi? He asked question A to the first rabbi, and then question A and B to the second rabbi. Part of why my might have gotten upset. So the Ben Yoyada says, because he wanted to know what the rabbis generally say on this. He wanted to know if there was a consensus. That's why he asked the second rabbi also. But he didn't want people to think that it was a p'chisas kavod. He didn't want people to think that he didn't trust the first rabbi. So he asked the second question to make it clear that, he wanted to ask this rabbi a different question. So once he was asking him a different question, he just brought up the first question also, just as background information. That's what he says. Igor Ochakto. Sorry, that's what he, just turn it, where's the Lashon here? He says, his chakim l'shol, min abidah ot shela cheres in his garsha, avish lois et srich elav, kadesh yinira le'ini aroin. So it appears to the roin that he is giving covet to this second rav, and he's not taking away any covet from the earlier rav. Darash Ula, Rabba Pischa de Benesia. So Ula the Great asked this at the doorway of the house of the Nasi. My dichsiv, Yoducha Hashem kol malchei eretz, ki shamu imrei ficha. Pasuk at Tehillim, all the nations, all the kings of the land will praise you, Hashem, because they heard your words. Ma'amar picha lo nemar, ela imrei ficha. Imrei is plural. What's the plural? B'shosh amar kadosh baruch hu, anochiv lo yilecha. When Hashem said the first two aseres adibros, amru umos ha'olam lichvod atzmo udarish. Oh, who is this God? Even though they were scared, and they didn't know what was going on, and the Gemara in Zvachim Kuftes Zayin describes how they ran to Bilam, because they didn't know what was happening. Maybe there was another mabul that was going to take place. So by that, what the after the first two, they said, maybe he's interested in his own covet. Serve me, nobody else. Kivan sha'amar kavet esavicha vesimecha, chazru v'hodu l'mamaris harishonos. Once he said kavet esavicha vesimecha, he's sharing the covet. So then they say, it must be that this is real. Must be that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he is the God. The Bnei Yeshua here discusses what exactly is this Havamina, what is this Maskana, what were they thinking? If they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's the Havamina to try to say he has ulterior motives? So he has a couple of different pshatim, including that if you have a fake leader, the fake leader will always be very worried about his own kavod, and he won't give any kavod, and he won't share any of it, because he's very nervous. He's very nervous. Only a true leader is not nervous. A true leader can share. Right? I once heard a chiluk, power versus influence. If somebody's only interested in power, so then he's just going to try to hoard the power and not give any power to anybody else. But if somebody is a leader with influence, the more influence you give, the more influential you are. So maybe it's a similar idea here. Once he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sharing the wealth, so to speak. And then he quotes a couple of other answers, but that is the comment of the Pnei Yeshua here, that the last Dibur was Megala to the Umos HaOlam on the first Dibur. Or the Gemara continues and says, another pshat, Rava Amar Mehecha, Rosh Devarcha Emes. What does that mean? Rosh Devarcha Velosof Devarcha, only the beginning of Hashem's words are Emes, and not the end. Ela Misof Devarcha Nikar She Rosh Devarcha Emes. The end of your words, make it clear that the beginning of your words are Emes. Right, so the end, the Dibur number 5 to Dibur number 1. So we see it's a unit. There's a lot of parallels between Kibud Av V'Em and Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's a unit, that's 5. And that is the context that we are in here. Kibud Av V'Em. Vayter. Bo minei me'Rav Ula. They asked from Rav Ula. Here it is. Famous Gemara coming up. Ad heichan Kibud Av V'Em. So how far does Kibud Av V'Em go? How much do I have to do? Amar lem tzu re'u ma'asov et kochavim echad ba'ashkelon. Go out and see what a non-Jew did in Ashkelon. What do you mean, go out? So the Ben Yoyada says, go out. If I would bring you a raya from a Jew, people might say, oh, he's a great tzaddik or a great tzaddikim. They're not doing, I can't follow that. I can't, learn from that. But so he says, tzu, go out. Go out, and then you will see that it was even this non-Jew that did it, and you, kavachomer, you have to learn from them. Einani mevi lachem hochacha me'ish Yisrael, kedesha tomru, ein zachidish, ki yimsa b'Yisrael, yimatze b'Yisrael, chasadim, chasidim, she'osem mili d'chasidusa, eser yados hachiyuvam, tzu lachutz, lehizboni bu macheres, shichutz lu mashalanu, v'rao ma'asanachri. That's the tzu in this regard. So go out, and what was his name? Dama benesina shmo. One time the rabbis were looking for business, 10,000. That could mean 600,000 reward. And the key was under his father's head. His father was sleeping. He didn't want to wake him. Or, similar story. Amar Avila Meshmuel. Shalom Asher Blazer at Heichad Kibud Av V'Em. How far does it go? Amar lem tzu re'u ma'asa ovid kochavim echad. La'aviv ba'ashkelon. So many details, because they want us to know that it's true. V'dama ben asina shmo, bikshu mimenu chachamim avanim le'efod. They were missing some stones for the ephod. B'shishim ribo schar. For a lot of money they were ready to pay. Rav Kahana masi b'shmonim ribo. V'ayim avtech munach tachas mara ashosav shel aviv, who was under his father. V'lo tziro, he didn't want to wake up his father. Lashana Acheres, Nathan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Scharo, Shenoda La Para Aduma Be'edro. What happened the following year? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a Para Aduma to be born into Dama Ben Asina's flock, and everybody knew about it. There weren't too many of them, and therefore, Nechmezu Chacham Yisrael Etzlo, the rabbis went to him, Amar Lem Yodei Ani Bachem. And he said, he's such a great tzaddik, he said to them, very honest, I know, Shem Ani Mavakesh Mikem, Kol Mamon Sheba Olam, if I ask for anything in the world, Atem Notrim Li, you'll give me. Ela Ein Ani Mavakesh Mikem, Ela Oso Mamon, Shefsadati Bishvok Fod Abba. I'm only asking what you were going to give me, would have given me last year. I don't want anything more. That's the great story of Dama ben Nesina. A lot to talk about here. Let's just talk about little by little. Why Dafka did Dama ben Nesina get the connections of the Ephod and the Para Aduma? What exactly is the connections? There's a beautiful Ha'ara that is made by the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Tetzaveh, where he talks about the Shoham. There were Shoham on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, two Avanim with six Shvatim on each one, and then there was a Shoham on the breastplate on the choshen, shoham the yashve, were the last two stones on the bottom. And he goes through how the two shohams on each shoulder, one was b'nadam l'makom, one was b'nadam l'chaveiro, one is b'chaper for dinim, one is b'chaper for deos mishubashos, and he goes through, he mentioned this in Parsha Shir earlier at in different context, but all the way at the end of that piece, he says, Yashve, the last stone, is Keneged, the Binyamin. And Yashve, that stone, is the, let me just find the line here. Here, and that's the stone that was missing, that they went to get a stone. It doesn't say in our Gemara what stone was missing, but there was a Masara that it was the Yashve stone that was missing. So what's the Yashve, and that's the Binyamin stone, and Kibbut Ava'im. So the Meshech Chachma says Binyamin was the only one that didn't violate Kibbut Ava'im. The other brothers violated by selling Yosef. Even Yosef might have had a shemitz of violation by not contacting his father in all the years that he was in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Dafka, when the Yashve, the Binyamin's son, stone was needed, it was through the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im that it was found. V'lachin kisha'ava Yashve mi Binyamin heralem Hashem yisparak godel mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im Eitzel Dama ben Nesina Vido Ketev. He has that amazing ha'ara in Parshas Tetzaveh. A couple of other points. Number one, the Ramban says that Dama ben Nesina answered, even if you give me all the money in the world, I wouldn't have woken him up, the chulu. Says the Ramban, you're not chayev to be mafsid mamon for Kibbut Ava'im, are you? You have a chayev to give money, but do you have a chayev to lose money for Kibbut Ava'im? So we mentioned the Tosfos on top. This relates. Right? Tosfos on top said you have to be chozer al apsachim. Chozer al apsachim for Kibbut Ava'im, if you don't have. But what about to put yourself? So says the Ramban, well, remember, this case, and the question that is asked by all the Mefarshim, wouldn't his father have wanted him to wake him up in that way? Right? Wouldn't that have been, the Moshe Feinstein writes about this in the Dibros Moshe. Is there a big discussion about this? Are you allowed to, does the ends justify the means? Meaning the ends of your father's going to be happy, but right now you're waking him up. So the Ramban writes, keep in mind that here it's not a question of a loss, it's a question of just losing profit. Mimenu umabzuru ma'osanach b'yecha bikshu mena pragmati v'shishim ribo schar mashba da ha'avaras revach, says the Ramban, lav ki ibun mamon dami ela ki chisaran kis da bidu malacha dami umachayev bei haben. Says the Ramban, this might be different because this is just losing profit. It's not a positive loss. Or the Ran says, well, that chilek of losing not having to lose money, that's only by not giving covet to a parent, but being mitzaer a parent, waking up a parent from the sleep, that could be considered a positive tsar, and therefore it would be different. The Shita Lo Dami says maybe it was just l'fnim mishur hasadin. You're right, he could have woken him, but he went above and beyond. And when it comes to Kibbut Ava'im, Kadosh Baruch Hu would pay him back. Why Dafka was the way that he was rewarded? The way that Dafka was rewarded was through the mitzvah of Paraduma. What did Dafka Paraduma have to do with it? So that's the question of the Ben Yoyada, who gives four or five answers. Number one, he says, Masha paralo scharab is paraduma. Velo paralo sheyarviach kolzeh harevach pofanacher. Why don't you just give him profit from somewhere else? Echad. Shebazeh nikar adavar hazeh. Etzlo yoser. Velo yitzle beteva. It's nikar. That it was because of the earlier mitzvah that he did. Via beis kedei lezako says Yisrael. Sheiknu apar bedamim merubim. Right? So Bnei Yisrael will have one. V'nimsa shemotziin b'avar mitzvah mamon harbe shemazeh yigdal zchusam. Gimel, kadei shelo yargishu, shehem yargishu v'yichu kavachomer la'atzman. People will learn from this, from Kibbut Ava'im. Dalin, hu asa mitzvah sakavad b'davar shehu anitzrach lehektish. Para lo aschar b'davar shehu nitzorech lehektish. Ki para aduma me'otzer hektish nekdes. It's all about hektish. He did a mitzvah about hektish, so he got paid back with hektish. And he talks about another answer, which we are not going to get into now. But that's the paraduma. There is another question that the Rishonim deal with here. I'm just going to mention the question, and feel free to try to look at the answer. When exactly did this take place? If we're talking about Dama ben Nesina, if we're talking about paraduma, it's got to be second Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because there was only one paraduma that lasted through the whole first Beis HaMikdash. The next eight were by Yesheni, and number 10 will be when Mashiach comes, as the Mishnah says in Parah, and the Rambam writes in Parah Gimel of Hilchas Parah. So, by Yesheni, But the Choshen and the Ephod, and they only use the Urim and Tumim in the first Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yuma, which discusses the five differences between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So, how do we put this together? Ephod, Bayis Rishon, Paraduma, Bayis Sheni. So that's a question the Rishonim have to try to figure out. Did they try to get the Choshen anyway, even though it wasn't usable? Different deyos that are discussed here in the Rishonim. Okay, though, let's continue now. There's still a lot more to go. Says the Gemara. Amar, second wide line. V'yamar Rabbi Chanina, Uma Misha'eno Mitzuveh V'osekach. If somebody was not commanded in the midst of Kivat Eva'im, and this is how he acts, and this is the reward that he gets, Mitzuveh V'osekach, Alachas Kama V'kama. If he's commanded, even surely, Dama Rabbi Chanina, Gadol HaMitzuveh V'yoseh, Mimisha'eno Mitzuveh V'yoseh. Greater is the one who does the mitzvah when he's commanded, more than one who does the mitzvah when he's not commanded. Very famous line. What is the svara for this line? So that is the discussion of various Tosfasim in Shas. One of them is right here, where Tosfas says, why is there a schar? Demisha mitzuveh v'yoseh adiv tfeil fisha doeg umitztar yoser pen yavar. You're more nervous than worried if you're mitzuveh. Misha ain't a mitzuveh, there's no pressure. I do it, I do it. If I don't do it, I don't do it. So there's less of a yetzahara. There's more of a yetzahara when I have to do something. Or the Ritva says, if Hashem tells you to do it, that shows that's his real ratzon. Beyond that is a secondary ratzon. But this is real ratzon. Hashem told you to do it. This is a beautiful idea of the makna. The makna here writes, Machna is the Machna on Kiddushin, he wrote the flaw on Ksubis, but the Machna says, one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer, right, Rabbi Pinchas Alevi Horovitz, says the Machna that there are two ideas in every mitzvah that we do. There's the doing of the mitzvah, and then there is the acceptance of the mitzvah before I do it. When I do a mitzvah, I am accepting the veracity of the mitzvah, I'm accepting the importance of a mitzvah. So, and that comes from Na'aseh V'nishma, the two elements of every mitzvah. D'yeshte matano schar, ha'echan matan schar al kabbalas ha-mitzvos, v'yechad al ha'asiya, t'ayinu d'amri yisol, v'shaz kabbalas ador, na'aseh v'nishma, ha'echad al ha'asiya, v'echad al ha-kabbala, v'chin mefurish b'torah, kama pa'amim, v'shamata, v'yasisa. Beginning, and we know the other nations of the world didn't accept. Forget that they didn't do. They didn't accept the Torah. Right, maybe that's also the pasuk arashar lo yakim, in the Kisavo, the Ramban, the Baruch Asher Yakim, the opposite of the Aru there. So again, there's two elements here. So maybe you have those two, but when you do a mitzvah without being commanded, you only have the Kiyam of the Aseh. You don't have the Kabbalah. Here you even have the Kabbalah. Okay, beautiful discussion. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Amar of Yosef, third line. Meiresh hava amina, manto havi amar li alacha kreb Yehuda. Reb Yosef was blind. He says, I originally said, whoever told me that the alacha is like Reb Yehuda, the Amar suma patim yana mitzvos, Reb Yehuda who said that a suma is patim for mitzvos, avinu yomatevel rabbanan, I would have made a holiday for him. Why? The halo mifkidna vavidna. I do it anyway, even though I'm not commanded. So if anybody tells me that the alacha is like Reb Yehuda, I would have made a big party. Hashta dishamite lohad amar bichanina. But now that I heard Rabbi Chanina, Gadol Mesuva Vyose, Yosef Imesha Eno Mesuva Vyose, Adarabba the opposite. Mand amar li de Enalacha Kreb Yehuda, Avinu Yomatevel Rabbanan. Now I see that it's better to be commanded, and therefore I will make a party for someone who tells me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Another important discussion of Tosfos. Again, all over these lines here are chock full. Two discussions. First, we'll start with the one right here. Tosfos says, right here, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yosef says, originally, if somebody would have told me the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, I would have made a party. Would he have made a party if he couldn't say a bracha on the mitzvah? Rabbeinu Tam assumes no. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that if he would have made a party, it must be that he can make a bracha on the mitzvah, even though he is exempt from the mitzvah. So this Gemara proves that women can make brachos on mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. That is what Tosfos says right here. He wouldn't have been so sameach on the mitzvah if he couldn't make the bracha. And this is what the Ramah paskins in Hilchos Tzitzis and in Hilchos Lulav v'chulu and all the places where the Zman Gramas are spoken about. The Rambam and others, as we know, hold like other Gemaras, based on other Gemaras, they reject it, that you can't say Vitzivanu, but that is one machlokas related, again, Bali Tosfos all over, in Brachas and elsewhere, discuss that element. The other point to mention is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and in Bava Kama, I'll read it from Bava Kama, Daf Pei Zayin, discuss this, and that is, Tosfos has a line, where he explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is patur min mitzvos. Tosfos says that they are obligated in mitzvos midrabanan. Midrabanan, they're obligated in mitzvos. Even though midaraisa, they might be patur for mitzvos, midrabanan, they're obligated. Why? Afagav, I'm reading in Tosfos, Baba Kama Pezayin. Afagav, the isha miftura mitzvos aseishas man grama, the lo mechayvinan afilu midrabanan. What's the difference? A woman, you don't say, is obligated midrabanan in Zman Gramas. So why does a suma have to be obligated? Explains Tosfos, mishum sheish mitzvos harbe de mechayeves behu. A woman is obligated in a lot of mitzvos. Just they're pater from the time-bound ones. Aval suma I pater slay mikala mitzvos afilu midrabanan. But a suma, if you say they're pater from all mitzvos, I say, imkein havali kamo nachri, shenoig b'toras Yisrael klal. Then you're like a guy. You don't have, you're not like a Jew at all. You don't have any extra, you don't have any mitzvos to do. So it must be by a suma, you're going to be chayav midrabanan. That's the Tosfos. Ask the achronim on Tosfos, but what do you mean? You're going to be like a guy. What about all the losa says? You're going to tell me that when Rabbi Yehuda says, assume his father for mitzvahs, he could violate the losa says? So 99% of the mafarshim say, of course not. Of course not. But what's the answer of Tosfos? The pshat of Tosfos is that without any mitzvahs say, you don't have a reflection of kedusha. You can't just be about the don'ts. It's got to be about the do's. So even if you're obligated in the losa says, still, there has to be something that you are mitzuva in. The Sefer HaMachriya, the Tosfos is written in the Sefer HaMachriya, has one line in Siman Ayin Ches, much discussed, where he seems to say that Suma is pater even from the Los Ases. That's the context there is Baltosif. He says Suma is not obligated in the Mitzvah Baltosif anyway. So why wouldn't he obligate in the Mitzvah Baltosif? So the assumption is because of the Shita. And it says on the side here in the note, Plia nisgava lo uchala hechi teisakat aitin. Demand amar suba pater mikala mitzvah she pater afilu mikol lavin shebatora kikatan v'lo yeanesh avod zara gili arayish v'chaz damim chilol shabbos shar kol averus mebnei hayos suma pa ish yisrael ben das ein adas sovalto davarze v'lo ala alibo dahu man to amar klal. He said it's impossible to think that zebor kashemesh is barer, and I have nothing more to say about the matter. But that is the adeya. It seems to be adeya in the Sefer HaMachriya, even Losa Aseis. We assume that no, only Aseis, like an Onain. An Onain can't do mitzvos, but he's obligated. He can't violate any Losa Aseis. But that is another discussion on this line of Rev Yosef. Okay, we continue. Kiyazar Rav Dimi Amar, Palmachas, I love with Sirkon Shelzav. One time, Dama was sitting wearing a fancy golden silken robe. Vayayoshe, he had a great relationship with his father, it seems, but here his mother doesn't have such a great relationship. Vayayoshe Bingdoli Romi, Ubatsa Imo, Vakarata Mimanu. His mother took it, or maybe he does have a great relationship, and his mother was just testing him, or mother was not well. Either way, he was sitting amongst the Gdolim of Rome. His mother takes his robe and rips it up. Vakarata Mimanu, Vatipchalo Arosho, and hits, pops him over the head with it. Vayarkalo Bafanov, she spits. Velo Echlimashin, he didn't say a word. So not only did he have a lot of kibud av, he had kibud aim even under the most difficult circumstances. Tanya vimi breder Rabbi Avo yishmachil la aviv. Next element of kibud av aim. It's not just about what you do, but it's about how you do it. Yesh ma'achil la aviv pisione. There could be a case where somebody gives their father a very big delicacy, special pisione, which is a special, Rashi says, an ov chashuv v'tardu min olam, and you're going to get pulled out of the world. You're going to get punished. Because you gave it to him begrudgingly and not with a smile. V'yesh matchina v'rechayim, and sometimes you work him very hard, u'mevi olachay olam haba, and still that mitzvah will get you to olam haba. In what way? Rashi and Tosfos both quote the Yerushalmi and others that give examples of each of these cases. Somebody's giving their father a beautiful meal, and the father says to him, where do you get all this from? And the son says, just eat, don't worry about it, just stop it and chew it. It's very mean to him. That's not going to get you anywhere. And then another story where the son, father is working and the son is encouraging, because if the father wouldn't work, then the king would take him and he would have to work even harder. So there are cases. It's all about the attitude and the other behavior that is involved. My son Avimi was amazing, a kibud. If he had five sons, five older sons, they all had smicha. And when Rabbi Avo, their grandfather, used to come in, Karya Baba, used to knock at the gate, Rahit Va'azil. Rabbi Avo, the son, not the grandchildren, the son, Avimi, ran himself and opened Va'amar, in, Admajil Azam, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, he said. What's the emphasis of his sons were Hatzmicha? The Meiri says, it just shows that they were older. So their father wasn't such a young man, and he still ran to do it. Or the Marshal here says that they knew the halacha of Kibbud Av and Kibbud Saba, but their father didn't let him do it. He said, I want to do this mitzvah, it's all me. Yom Achad Amar Le'ashken Maya, one day, his mother, the father asking me a drink. Ada Isile Nimnaim, as he brought it to him, the father fell asleep. Gachin Koyale, and the son stood there leaning over Ad Itar until the father woke up with the water he held it. Istaya Milsa, and at that time, as he was leaning over, he had special siyata d'shmaya for the great mitzvah he was doing, Vidarish Avimi Mizbar La'asav, and he was able to darshin Mizbar La'asav. What does that mean? Rashi here has 2 days, Tosas quotes these 2 days. Either he learned pshat in the entire Mizmar, because after all, he had problems understanding this Mizmar. This Mizmar is all about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and it starts over with Mizmar La'asav. It should be Kina La'asav. So he understood, ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying Am Yisrael, so that's why it is Mizmar La'asav. That is a one pshat. Other pshat is that maybe he just couldn't figure out the first pasuk, not the first, the whole paragraph. Either way, he has special siyata d'shmaya when he was fulfilling this mitzvah of kibud av. Amalei Rav Yaakov bar Avu al Abaye kagon ano da'ad asina mi beirav. Like me, when I have a question. When before I come back from yeshiva, Abba madali kisav ima maskali. My parents get me my food ready. They get me a drink. They dilute my wine. Hey chiyaveh, what am I supposed to do? They're machabing me. Amarle me imcha kabil umeavuch lo tekabel. You're going to take it from your mother and not from your father. Why? Tekivan devar torahu chol shadaita. It could be that you're going to like depress him. After yes, he's serving you, but you know he's you know more Torah than him. Maybe it could depress him, even though ein adam iskani bibno. But it can make him a little upset. The Ron here says, right here in the back, if the father pushes and is, no, he wants to serve his son, the Gadol Ador. His son is unbelievable. So then you listen if the father pushes. Rabbi Tarfon, Avileahu Ima, Rabbi Tarfon had a mother. The call Amas, Davi Boy, Lamesek Lapuria, whenever she wanted to get into bed, Gochin Visalakla. Right, he went down so he could give her a boost to get onto the bed. Whenever she wanted to come down, he used to go down to be always on the floor for her. And they went to praise him in the Beis Medrash. Right, Rabbi Tarfon is awesome. Right, they went to praise him in the Beis Medrash. Amri Leh, they said, Rabbi Tarfon was feeling good about himself. And they said to him, Adayin lo igata lechatzi kibud. You haven't even done half of what you're supposed to do. Klum zarka arniki befanecha leyavalo hechlamta. Did she take your wallet and throw it into the river? Right, that's terrible. Imagine if a parent went to a child and took his credit cards and his money and his driver's license and everything. We would be so mad. What'd you do that for? So that's ad hachi gibra v'aim. And Tosfos also quotes from the Rabbi Tarfon, from the Yerushalmi, that he used to put his hands on the floor so that his mother didn't have to get her feet dirty. Unbelievable. But what's the message? You haven't done anything. You haven't even done half of what you're supposed to do. So some of the Bali Musters say, this was one of Rabbi Tarfon's special mitzvos. Once a person fulfills his tafkid in life, and he says, okay, shkoyach, then he's finished. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take him. They wanted Rabbi Tarfon to live many, many more years. So they said, Rabbi Tarfon, you haven't fulfilled your task yet. You haven't fulfilled your task yet. That's what they were telling. Viter. Rav Yosef, Kavi Shama Kol Kara De'ime. When Rav Yosef used to hear his mother coming, Omar, Eka Mikami Shechina Da'asya. I'm going to stand up in front of the Shechina. Meaning my mother is like the Shechina. Rav Yosef, remember, was blind, so he heard. And this is the Makar also. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, we have to stand up when our parents come into the room. Yes, they can be Mochel, but they have to be Mochel. The automatic halach is to stand up. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ashrei Mishalo Chamon. Rabbi Yochanan, who as we'll see, didn't have parents, he says, praises the one that doesn't see their parents. Why? Rashi says, She efshar l'kayim kvodam k'cholat zarech. V'unen ha-shalem. Nobody's perfect in Kibbud Avim. We're definitely going to be punished for something. So, it's good. So, did he really mean that? Maybe he was just comforting himself. Rabbi Yochanan, ki abrato imo meis aviv, his father died when his mother was pregnant with him. Yoldaso meis imo, and his mother died in childbirth. Rabbi Yochanan had a tough life, and he lost a bunch of kids, as we know, and he lost his chavrusa towards the end of his life. V'chein Abaya also was an orphan. Ain't he really? V'amar Abaya amr li aim. Throughout Shas, don't we have Abaya quoting his mother? Ha-hi marbinte havi. That just means his nurse, doesn't mean his mother. Rabbi Asi Aviliyahu Ima Zakena. He had an elderly mother. Amrole Beina Tachshitin. Can you please bring me Tachshitin jewelry? Avala. Got a Tachshitin. Beina Gavra. Can you get me a husband? I want to get remarried. Nayan Lacha. Okay, I'll look around. Beina Gavra the Shaper Kavazak. I want a husband that's really handsome like you. So, Pashas is that he realized that she was a little unstable right now. Maybe she was not mentally fit. He couldn't really take care of her anymore. So, Mistama, as the Kesem Mishnah is going to say, he got people to take care of her, but he left. Shavka Vazla Arad Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Shama de Ka'azla Basrei. We'll get to the halachas of that in a minute. Bez Hashem, but he hears that she's following him. Azla Kaim de Rabbi Yochanan. He goes over to Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. Amale Ma'ola says Meretz L'Chutz La'aretz. Could I go out and greet her? Could I go out to Chutz La'aretz? I heard she's coming. Amale Aser. You going out to your, are you allowed to go out to Chutz La'aretz? No. Likras Ima Ma'o. What about to go to Kibbutz Avayim? Amale Eini Yodea. I'm not sure. Israch Perta. He waited a little bit. Hadaras. He went back. Amarle asked him again, and he says, Asi, Nisratzi, Slatzi, I see you really want to go out. I see that's where you're being pulled to. Hamakim is Zerchal Shalom. So, go, and, come back B'Shalom. Asla Kamei to Rabbi Elazar. Before he left, though, he went to Rabbi Elazar. Amarle, he says, Chas B'Shalom, Dirma Mirtach Rasach, I'm nervous that Rabbi Yochanan got upset at me. I was asking. Amarle, my Amarlecha, he says, what did he tell you? Amarle, he gave me a bracha. Hamakim is Zerchal Yachziru Chal Shalom. Amarlei v'im isa deratach. If he would have been angry at you, b'havi mevarech lacha, he wouldn't have given you a bracha. Adahachi v'hachi. Meanwhile, shamal arona tekasi. He hears his mother has passed away and her coffin is coming. Amar iyadi lo nafki. If I would have known that she would have died in the interim, I would never have left her. That is what Rav Asi says. Two points. Number one, the Gilyoni Ashas writes on this last line. He quotes Achronim that bring the makar of saying kaddish for a niftar. And he says, possibly, that Kaddish is even a din d'oraisa. Right here, he's saying, oh, I wouldn't have gone. I'm sorry, this is really on the next, let me hold off on that, because it's really on the next line of the Gemara. Is a little hint to this one, but let's hold off. The Vilna Gaon, right on the line that we just said, by Shavka, he says, miturefes haisa. She must have lost her mind. That's what Rav Asi thought, and that's why he left. He couldn't take care of her himself. And that's what the Tosas Riyazakin says here also, meaning Rav Nahar, Vehikir Shinitra Fadaita, Ubarach Shalo Yuchal Latsesi De Shamayim. Right? He couldn't do it. And the Rambam Paskins like this. The Rambam Menuchas Mamrim, in Perek Vav, quotes that if there is a child who feels that they cannot properly take care of the parent, so you have to get better people to take care. Right? Get a professional help. The Rambam says, in Halacha Yud, Mishinitshuva Daito Shalav Evoshalimo, Yishtadel Din Hogi Mam Kefi Daitam, Achi Yirucham Aleyam. Try to do your best. Vim E. Efshar Lo Lamon Mipnei Shinishtatu Biyoser, Yanicham Yelech Lo, Vietzava Acherim Lahan Higam Karaui Lahem. You have to take care of them. And the Kesem Mishnah said, the Radvaz jumps on the Rambam. Where do you get this from? Ein Zu Ara. If who Yelech Vianiach, who's going to take care of them? The Kesem Mishnah says, don't blame the Rambam. It's Rav Asi. And I'm sure Rav Asi got other people to take care of them, says the Kesev Mishnah. And therefore, that is what the Rambam Paskin based on this Gemara and the Achronim discussed. What exactly was the Ravid getting at? Right, if the person can't take care, then they can't take care. The Ram discusses the Ravid and others. Vayter Tana Rabbanan Mechabdo Bechaya Mechabdo Bemoso. Right, we have to be mechabed our parents in their lifetime and after their lifetime. How? Bechayav Ketzad Hanishma Bidvar Aviv Lamakom. Let's say you go to a place and people can give you kavod, or they can give you kavod in the favor of the schus of your father. So lo yomar shalchuni bishvil atzmi, maharuni bishvil atzmi, patruni bishvil atzmi. Don't take all the kavod yourself. You know, please let me go first. Please, quickly. No, alakulu bishvil abba. If you mention your father, and they give honor to your father, so that's giving honor to him. Besides the actual kibud, which the Gemara will talk about by the Shem at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Bimoso ketzad. How does one give kavod after the father dies? Haya omer dvar shmua mipiv. If somebody quotes their father, lo yomar kachamar abba. Shouldn't say kachamar abba, ela kachamar abba mari hareini kaparas mishkavo. I am the kapara of my father. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, Alai yavo kora hara'u labo nafsho. Anything bad that was supposed to come out to my father, I'll take. This is one of the Gemaras we quoted a couple weeks ago when Rabbi Yosef Engel and Beis HaOtzar quoted a whole long list of items that there is kapara la'achar misa. There's only no carbon kapara la'achar misa. We quoted that remember, back on Daf Yud Gimel, when we were mechalik between a chatas and an ola by a carbon yoledes, and the woman died. So the Gemara says there's no kapara la'mason. There's only no kapara la'mason by a carbon, but there's a lot of kapara la'mason. This is one of the Gemaras, where a person says, hareini kaparas Mishkavo. You see the Gilyon HaShas here? The Gilyon, not the Gilyonay. Rabbi Kiv Eger. Here says, look in the Mishnah Nagoyim. The Mishnah Nagoyim in the second parak, Rabbi Shmuel says something, not our issue now, and he says, B'nai Yisrael, ani kaparasan. He had such ava for B'nai Yisrael, he says, I'm their kapara. Right? This type of Lashon is used. Vahani Mili, so that's the Lashon one should say after their father dies. Vahani Mili, Tok Shnei Masach Chodesh, only the first year. Mikan Ve'elach, Omer Zechrona Levracha Lechaye Holam Abba. That's the Lashon that should be used. Zechrona Levracha. Tana Rabbanan. There is a Machlokas Rishonim here, whether that Haredi Kaparas Mishkavo only is said by Divrei Torah that you're quoting from the father. That's what the Tosas Riazakin here says. Or other Rishonim, the Ar Machalik. Right? It says Shmua. Dvar Shmua Mipiv. But others are Machalik. The question is, why would that be the case? Is this a din of Sifsosa? There's an article in Beis Yitzchak Rabbi Lamb has in Beis Yitzchak Chav Dalet. Is this a din of Sifsosa Dovavos Bekever? So then it could be only Divrei Torah. You are bringing the father alive. Or is it something more general of Kavod, and then it will be even by non-Torah elements? Okay, either way, Tana Rabbanan, Chacha, Mishana, Shem Abba, Vishem Rabbo, if somebody is quoting their father, right, a Chacham was giving a drashi, you can't just quote their father or their Rebbe by name. Mitergamon, ain't a Mishana, lo Shem Abba, lo Shem Rabbo. But if, let's say, there's a rabbi who's telling the Mitergamon, their person who is Mashmiya, the Tzibor, so the Mitergamon doesn't have to say so-and-so, he could just say the father's name, because he doesn't have to have the covet. Avu Adaman, so whose father are we talking about? Ilem Avu Adim Mitergamon, atu Mitergamon, la Bar Chiyuvahu, what the Mitergamon doesn't have to have covet for his own father. Elam Arav, Hashem Aviv Shel Chacham, Vishem Rabo Shel Chacham. Ki had the Mar Bar Avashi, when Mar Bar Avashi was giving a drasha, ki avi Darish Bepirka, Ihu Amar Abba Mari, the Amore Amar Hachi Amar Avashi. Right, that he could say it, only Mar Bar Avashi wouldn't be able to say it. Getting back to that Gilyonei HaShas, he quotes some Achronim that say, the covet of a father after Misa is including Kaddish. And it could be that Kaddish is part of a din d'oraisa of Kibbut Ava'im. Amir is Kaddish al Ava'im, Noche Nefeshu Mishim Shechayva Ben Lechabit Ava'imo, B'mosa Muv V'chayayim, V'ein Lechal Kavod Gadol Mizeh, She'yizake Oso, V'adif Mimash Omar Reini Kabaris Mishkavo. He quotes that from the Tshuva of the Radach, and then he says, but others, the Shvas Yaakov and others, say just the opposite. We say Kaddish to protect our parents, right? In the 12th month, Minhag Ashkenazim, not to say Kaddish. Because if our fathers are tzaddiks, then they don't need the Kaddish. So the fact that we're saying Kaddish means we're protecting them just in case they're a Russia. So is that great covet? So, not clear. Either way, it's an ancient Minhag Yisrael to do it, and it should be continued, obviously. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll continue with Lamed Beis. All of these are jam-packed.